Test 3. Part 4. Now look at Part 4. For each question, choose the correct answer. You will hear a woman talking to her son, Ben. What did Ben forget to do?
Thanks for doing the shopping, Ben.
No problem, Mum. I like to help when I can.
I hope you didn't forget anything.
I got everything I remembered. Milk, bread, vegetables, and the newspaper.
Didn't you make a shopping list?
Yes, but I left it on a table at home.
Well, let's hope everything's here.
Now listen again.
Thanks for doing the shopping, Ben.
No problem, Mum. I like to help when I can.
I hope you didn't forget anything.
I got everything I remembered. Milk, bread, vegetables, and the newspaper.
Didn't you make a shopping list?
Yes, but I left it on a table at home.
Well, let's hope everything's here.
You will hear two friends talking. Why did the girl miss her train?
Hi, Jackie. What's the matter? You look upset.
I missed the train.
Didn't you hear your alarm clock again?
Yes, I did. I actually got up earlier than usual, but they changed the timetable, so I was on the wrong platform.
Oh no! Didn't you try and run to get the train?
It was too late to do anything when I found out.
Now listen again.
Hi, Jackie. What's the matter? You look upset.
I missed the train.
Didn't you hear your alarm clock again?
Yes, I did. I actually got up earlier than usual, but they changed the timetable, so I was on the wrong platform.
Oh no! Didn't you try and run to get the train?
It was too late to do anything when I found out.
You will hear a girl talking about her neighbour. What happened to Mr. Brown last night?
I saw an ambulance at Mr. Brown's house yesterday evening, but I spoke to his daughter after the ambulance left. He wasn't as bad as they thought at first, so he didn't need to go to hospital. His leg was making him feel awful, so she thought it was broken. Luckily it wasn't. He was just in pain.
Now listen again.
I saw an ambulance at Mr. Brown's house yesterday evening, but I spoke to his daughter after the ambulance left. He wasn't as bad as they thought at first, so he didn't need to go to hospital. His leg was making him feel awful, so she thought it was broken. Luckily it wasn't. He was just in pain.
You will hear a man talking about his son, Mario. What problem did Mario have?
Unfortunately, Mario didn't pass his driving test. His English isn't good enough, or not as good as mine, at least. He speaks English quite well, but his vocabulary isn't good enough to understand some instructions, so he couldn't answer all the questions on the computer test. It's a pity. He can drive really well.
Now listen again.
Unfortunately, Mario didn't pass his driving test. His English isn't good enough, or not as good as mine, at least. He speaks English quite well, but his vocabulary isn't good enough to understand some instructions, so he couldn't answer all the questions on the computer test. It's a pity. He can drive really well.
You will hear a husband and wife talking. What are they doing?
If you look on the map, we're just here.
No, we're not. There aren't any mountains around here.
But we passed that lake only 2 minutes ago.
You were going so fast that I didn't see it.
Well, we'll go on a bit further then. If we're going the right way, we'll drive past the train station soon.
I hope you're right, but I think we're lost.
Well, let's see if you're right.
Now listen again.
If you look on the map, we're just here.
No, we're not. There aren't any mountains around here.
But we passed that lake only 2 minutes ago.
You were going so fast that I didn't see it.
Well, we'll go on a bit further then. If we're going the right way, we'll drive past the train station soon.
I hope you're right, but I think we're lost.
Well, let's see if you're right.
That is the end of part 4.